Welcome to Federal Insights for September, a new approach in IT modernization, sponsored by Appian.
Hello there, and welcome to today's program. I'm Eric White. Small businesses in the United States are constantly modernizing and innovating. Why not the Small Business Administration? Turns out the SBA has been on a modernization drive. For what it's been up to, Federal News Network's Tom Temin spoke with SBA's chief technologist, Nagesh Rao.
Since 1953, the agency has worked to ignite change and spark actions so that small businesses can confidently start, grow, expand, and recover. We're the go-to agency and the premier federal agency to help small business owners and entrepreneurs and give them a leg up to compete in a global economy. And, we provide counseling, capital, and contracting expertise and advocate for small businesses. We came into vogue in 1953 as a result of President Eisenhower and have really punched above our weight class. And one of the big things that we as an agency have strategically been focused on over the last few years, especially under the leadership of Maria Rote and Guy Cavallo, the CIO and the deputy CIO, has been how do we augment our business processes as an agency in an enhanced manner through the use of digital services and digital technology solutions. Our goal is to help small businesses get the information fast and efficient and be able to make decisions quicker. And whether it's a loan application that we assist with, or if it's mentoring or counseling or virtual assistance, or figuring out how to navigate the federal government's contracting opportunities that are available for the small business, we have a duty in our use of IT to help make that more effective and efficient, so that they can get that information quicker, make those decisions. Just democratizing information and making it less bureaucratic.
And what sort of technology base do you have now for some of those missions, the information, the contracting, the loans?
Absolutely. So it's mostly digital products. We're starting to use an awful lot of software as a service solution. Bit of it is still infrastructure as a service, and we do still have some of our legacy systems that are built on on-premise servers. But our goal over the last few years has really been to push as much as possible to a cloud-based solution as possible. And using over-the-shelf technology to make sure those solutions happen, whether it's for CRM and use of Dynamics or web development projects that are built in Drupal, whatever it may be. The private sector has done a really good job in iterating extensively in software development, and it just doesn't make sense for us to custom code. The value proposition really is to just take that, augment it, and tweak it to the needs of our customer base.
And let's talk about some of the legacy applications, because every agency has those. And you mentioned those workloads might be moving to the cloud. How do you do that?
Yep.
Because often they're not really cloud suitable to begin with.
Well, it all deals with data curation to data migration. So that's a great question. How do you move from that infrastructure physical environment to a virtual environment? And a lot of that is it's a two-pronged process. It's not just the technology, but it's also managing people's expectations and changing the way we deal with our workforce and using these new tools and upskilling and reskilling. And it's not a short-term, it's not a thing that happens in 1 second. It takes time. It takes you have to work with pilots and little bits at a time. And as you make those changes happen, as you start to turn off servers and migrate the data into a cloud-based server and make better use of the technology that is curating that data better, whether it's in an AWS or Azure cloud environment and using the tools that are built around those cloud environments. So, for example, with the Microsoft system, it's a good example. The use of Power BI that builds on top of the data pools that are formulated in that cloud server, you can get better readouts and better transparency and ensure data fidelity. I mean, at the end of the day, what you're asking is how do I transition? I mean, all of that comes down to managing people's expectations, but more importantly, ensuring the right technology solution and fit is appropriate when doing the work done.
And you mentioned moving the data, and of course, that's a big effort often in modernization efforts is trying to repurpose the data for multiple applications, but there's also the original business logic that created that data. What's your approach to getting that modernized or into the cloud or maybe even re-engineered altogether?
Yeah, so like we've been taking advantage of looking at the best practices we've seen across the federal agencies, and I know there's the Federal CIO Council's app rationalization playbook, and we've been actually playing with that and making our own version of that for SBA as we migrate forward. I think a lot of it just comes down to part of it comes down to goes back to the data fidelity. I mean, you're looking at stuff that's 10, 15 years old. It's actually worth the time to take a look and say, do I still need it? And if we need it, in what form does it need to be in today's world than what it was 15 years ago? I think that's part of the thing. And part of it is sometimes you don't migrate over. What you do is you build off a new solution and then repopulate forward with new features and new plays that you didn't have before. Sometimes migration isn't the answer. It all depends on the needs of our customer.
All right, so that takes care of the cloud migration, I guess. Just give us a sense of how much of SBA is now in the cloud, if it's possible to quantify it, versus your own data centers.
Yeah, that's a good question because we still have that's actually an excellent question. And let me get back to you on that one because I know we've moved quite a bit internally from our end in OCIO. I don't have a number off the top of my head, but I know we've moved quite a bit. For example, this summer, my team moved everything we had in SharePoint to the cloud-based version of SharePoint, not the on-premise version. And we've been doing the same thing with some of the other legacy applications we have built already. The thing that we still have to work on, though, is the rest of our agency program offices. Some are situated through us, and some have their own IT workforce. And so we're in the process of leading in the charge forward so that everyone universally falls in alignment with our vision. And we're getting there, but you got to have the little wins to get the big one.
Sure. What are your other modernization objectives in the next year or 2 years?
For me right now, it's just making sure the fundamentals are done right. And for us too, part of what we're trying to do is enterprise a customer relationship management system along with a case management system that the agency can use overall. We're really working towards the customer journey from a 360 perspective. I'm looking at tools around machine learning and RPAs. I know those are hot topics. People are like, oh, how do we use chatbots and stuff of that nature? And I'm looking at that and saying, okay, does it make sense now, or is that still need some tinkering to do? And maybe a couple of years from now, when we're ready to unleash that kind of technology forward, virtual counseling is something I'm really interested about over the next couple of years. Is how do we take advantage of our digital footprint and make it easier so that folks across the 48 states can talk to a business expert or a mentor-mentee kind of relationship for these small businesses as they kind of pick through the questions they're working on, and partnering with our resource providers, whether it's the small business development centers, our growth accelerators, our regional innovation clusters, getting those various support networks that we've built that help evangelize the SBA mission forward to plug in through our digital efforts as well. We have some cool stuff coming up in the pipeline ahead, especially as we revamp our online education models too.
That's Nagesh Rao, Chief Technologist at the Small Business Administration, speaking with Federal News Network's Tom Temin. Coming up after the break, Rao gets into how the agency plans to get the most out of advancements in telecommunications to help small businesses and entrepreneurs. I'm Eric White.
Need help accelerating your IT modernization efforts? Look no further. Appian is the leading low-code provider for the federal market, helping agencies simplify application development and leverage existing IT investments to deliver new solutions. Appian's secure, reliable, and scalable FedRAMP-certified platform comes with the Appian Guarantee, your solution created and deployed in just 8 weeks. Learn more at appian.com/appian-guarantee. appian.com/appian-guarantee.
We now continue our interview with Nagesh Rao, Chief Technologist for the Small Business Administration. He spoke with Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
You mentioned virtual counseling, and a trend in at least some agencies or some use cases is the use of not just telecounseling, but actually having the public deal with a virtual type of assistant, which for routine transactions might be adequate and which people are willing to accept. Do you have a strategy for when that might be able to be used versus actually talking to a real live person from SBA?
Yeah, so actually, when I talk virtual counselor, I'm actually talking about a real person who's just... And it's interesting, you've telecounseling and virtual counseling, and I guess I conflated the two terms. It is the use of our digital technology and our video conferencing capabilities to be able to find mentors for small businesses or in across the 50 states who might be able to make the time and talk. There might be someone who's interested in starting an ag tech startup, and they're based out of, let's say, New York. But, some of the leading minds in that space might be in Oklahoma or Texas or in Indiana. Making sure those folks talk to each other and be able to, get that opportunity to transact and engage with each other. That's what I'm hoping to do over the next few years. And part of that effort was, as we revamped and remodernized our SBA.gov product, which is our digital, our flagship product for engagement with the small business owners and entrepreneurs, is to, be able to get them the support services and resources that they really need. For our SBA.gov platform, I'm very proud of it. It touches over 14 million visitors every year. 14 million unique visitors visit that platform every year. Our face-to-face in-person engagement, when we do our estimates, it's around 2.3 to 3 million, depending on the year. So that tells me that, okay, we do a really good job on the ground, but if we augment that experience with the use of our digital technology solutions, we can really bump that number up more. And not everyone wants to talk to a person, and that's okay. But if they can go and get the information from one of our products or services that are online and get that answers to their questions, they can then go armed with better answers when they need to get the in-person help.
Sure.
That's my goal.
So you see a combination then of virtual and tele type of help.
In-person. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't do one without the other.
And talk more about case management, because that's been a bugaboo for many agencies for many years. And what's the general thinking there?
Yeah. So when it comes to case management and just the, what we think of customer journey 360, when someone calls up a federal agency and is looking for help, chances are it's not the first time they've called. And so being able to track and better engage so that if someone calls SBA and talks to someone maybe in our Office of Veterans Business Development, and then maybe 6 months later they got some great help, and then 6 months later they go, that was helpful, but, I'm really interested in pivoting now that I'm a veteran-owned small business in getting some government contracts, and then calling up our government contracting business development office and getting plugged in there, they can no longer start over saying, hi, this is who I am, blah, 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 blah. We can actually, as an agency, help move that conversation forward. Oh, I see you've talked to our colleagues in OVB, in the Office of Veteran Business Development. How are things? How are you doing? How can we help? It looks like you're interested in government contracting. So great. Here are some opportunities you should think about. Oh, by the way, these are the federal agencies that love to work with veteran-owned small businesses. And here are some opportunities to take a look at. Being able to better inform our decision analysis tree a bit more, and that's the use of, case management system and our customer relationship management systems, combined together so that we can give a better in-person service product offer besides our virtual product offer.
Yes, because I guess when the people dealing with the small business owners coming to you are themselves powered by the history and all of the information and the rules and what's available, then they can actually give accurate answers much faster.
You got it. And that's that. It's spot on. And that's part of the thing is I don't want just to meet customer satisfaction. I also want us as an agency with my colleagues, we as an agency want to make sure we're meeting customer expectations. You know, they should feel like, hey, there's a business gets done better when you actually know the person a little bit more, and that handshake feels real. And I, you know, as someone who comes from, you know, entrepreneurs, my parents came from India, where I'm the son of immigrant entrepreneurs. I know that value of that transaction, of that friendship and that handshake. And that's all we're trying to do, is just use technology so that we can be a bit more effective in our human day-to-day engagement. You can never forget the human.
Nagesh Rao is Chief Technologist for the Small Business Administration, speaking with Federal News Network's Tom Temin. Hear the rest of the interview after one more quick break. I'm Eric White.
Need help accelerating your IT modernization efforts? Look no further. Appian is the leading low-code provider for the federal market, helping agencies simplify application development and leverage existing IT investments to deliver new solutions. Appian's secure, reliable, and scalable FedRAMP-certified platform comes with the Appian Guarantee, your solution created and deployed in just 8 weeks. Learn more at appian.com/appian-guarantee. appian.com/appian-guarantee.
You're listening to our interview with Nagesh Rao, Chief Technologist for the Small Business Administration. He's speaking with Federal News Network's Tom Temin.
To what extent do you, when you're doing these types of developments, do you bring in would-be users or actual users from outside the agency?
All the time. Oh, my God. Fantastic question. All the time. I don't want just our internal SBA folks being the test users. Like, we go to the external all the time. All the time. It's driven into my team's ethos. In fact, you know, I have to give a shout out to one of my guys, Andrew Fabrizio. He took advantage of the State Department Student Virtual Fair offering program that happened this summer, and we got 9 interns this fall who are into the user experience, user interface, and customer journey mapping. These are grad students, most of them are grad students, some undergrads, who are just looking to do an internship-like project. They are virtually doing projects for us and helping us out and helping us map out our UI, UX, CX plays for our product offerings over the next few months. And we are, that is built into our ethos, and I'm a huge fan of that. And my team's big on that too. Once again, meeting customer expectations, not just customer satisfaction.
And talk about the team. I mean, you're an IT guy, basically. And what is it that you look for now? And, you know, there's all this talk about reskilling the federal IT workforce. What are the skills they need? Because it sounds like it's not coding.
You're right. You got to have. So truthfully, I'm not an IT guy either. My background is in material science and engineering. That was my background. I'm a semiconductor, chemicals kind of guy. That was my initial backing, and even biomaterials. I got good through side projects and stuff over the years of my career, like 20 plus years of career in digital products and IT. It was just side hobby stuff. But I got really good, and I worked for some, you know, IT-focused startups back in the day, and we did okay. Could have done better, but the point is that I learned through the process. And as a result of that, you know, I've always believed in a growth mindset and a learning mindset. So over the time, I don't have just background in engineering. I also have a background in intellectual property law. I was a patent examiner for 7 years back in the day during my first stint in government service. I also have an MBA, and I've done global business and global efforts, international business opportunities, stuff like that. And so I take that myriad of experiences I've had, and I expect my team to go and learn and take a myriad of experiences of their own. I'm looking for multidisciplinary people. People who know how to stretch, people who know, who are able to jump in from different mindsets. You know, I think what's been advantageous for me is that, yeah, I know the tech speak, but I also know the legal speak, and I also know the business speak. But more importantly, thanks to my mom and dad, you know, I also know how the human speak. You know, and I think that's what's most important. I'm looking for people who can actually not only go get the job done, and if they don't have the technical skill set, that's okay. Are they willing to learn it? Are they willing to grow with it? Are they willing to take the other skill sets that they might have that might be good to our team, whether it's the business or the plain speak or the creative and design side, whatever it may be, and augment and build us up. My team is multidisciplinary, and that's why it works so well, because we feed off each other's energies. and we mitigate each other's risks while building our strengths forward.
And so I imagine that allows you to have good interactions and fruitful interactions with the tech people, the CIO staff, and I guess to some degree the contracting staff also, because there's always an acquisition end to all of these things.
Absolutely. Oh, God, yeah. And it's important, you know, one of my big things I've driven on the team is like, we're doing a 5 to 7 year plan. This is not a 1-2 year, get it on my resume and run away. That we're building stuff for a 5-7 year plan, and we're institutionalizing this so that it's sustainable and it grows. And if it pivots and changes, that's okay. It's okay. That's kind of what it's designed to do. But in the process, we know what our North Star is. And as long as we know what our North Star is and we feel like that's the North Star we need to continue to achieve, the journey towards that North Star, whatever it may be, will eventually get to that North Star. But the goal should always be the same. That's the North Star. And for us, I think, as an agency, you know, going towards cloud solutions, going towards being more efficient, being more thoughtful with our technology products and solutions, not just creating some cool tech because it's cool, but actually making it fruitful and useful for the people that need it.
Nagesh Rao is Chief Technologist for the Small Business Administration. He spoke with Federal News Network's Tom Temin. If you missed any of this interview, you can find it online. Head to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Federal Insights. I'm Eric White.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights for September, a new approach in IT modernization, sponsored by Appian on Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.
Need help accelerating your IT modernization efforts? Look no further. Appian is the leading low-code provider for the federal market, helping agencies simplify application development and leverage existing IT investments to deliver new solutions. Appian's secure, reliable, and scalable FedRAMP-certified platform comes with the Appian Guarantee, your solution created and deployed in just 8 weeks. Learn more at appian.com/appian-guarantee. appian.com/appian-guarantee.
If you live in the D.C. metro area and you experience flash flooding on July 8th, you might be eligible for federal disaster assistance in the form of low-interest loans from the Small Business Administration, even if you've already begun your repairs or replaced your lost or damaged property. Businesses of all sizes, nonprofit organizations, homeowners, and renters in Arlington, Fairfax, and Montgomery County, and in Washington, D.C. are eligible. The application deadline is October 7th. Find out more at sba.gov.
Hey, animal lovers, this is Foodie and the Beast, David and Nikki Nellis. Join us and Junior Klein and the Recliners Saturday, October 5th at the Bolger Center for Animal House. It's the third annual McPaw Party with all proceeds benefiting lost, injured, and abandoned animals helped by the Montgomery County Animal Services and Adoption Center. It's going to be a blast, an upscale 60s-style frat party with the rock and blues and soul music of Junior Klein and the Recliners, an over-the-top barbecue and raw bar, an open bar, one-of-a-kind auction items, and more. Forget fancy-schmancy black tie. Dress like you did in college, wear your frat memorabilia, and bring your canine party animals on a short leash, please. For tickets and info, visit mcpaw.org, that's mcpaw.org, and click on the Eventbrite link. Special thanks to McPaw's cornerstone sponsors, Excel Services Corporation, WTOP, Bethesda Magazine, EMP 180, and the Ritz-Carlton Tysons Corner.
The Montgomery County Business Hall of Fame invites you to honor business leaders who make a difference in our community. Celebrate at a special luncheon, Tuesday, October 29th at 11 a.m. at the universities at Shady Grove. Learn about the inductees' outstanding contributions. Be inspired by the stories of the scholarship recipients. Find out more online at MontgomeryCountyBusinessHallOfFame.com. That's MontgomeryCountyBusinessHallOfFame.com.